This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. The state of Illinois says tourism is still a pretty good business these days in the state of Illinois. In fact, it continues to keep growing, it seems. And joining me on the line to talk about that is Illinois Tourism Director Corey Job. Corey, good to talk to you again. By way of disclosure, I knew I've dealt with Corey and in both his role in the tourism office and as a former Springfield alderman. So good to talk to you again.
Well, it's great to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks for your time, as always. I know you're pretty busy these days, but the good news is that you're telling me that tourism around the state is still going up, or at least it was up last year. Is that right?
Well, absolutely. This week is National Travel and Tourism Week. It's the 34th year that the U.S. Travel Association has partnered with the Illinois Office of Tourism and our 40 convention and visitor bureaus around the state to really talk about the economic value of tourism, not only at the local level, but the regional and state level. And on Monday, Governor Rauner and I announced some pretty impressive economic impact numbers for the state. In 2016, we welcomed 110 million domestic visitors to Illinois.
Wow.
And that's a million visitor increase over 2015. And 83% of those visitors were leisure visitors. So they're traveling all around the state, which is pretty exciting.
Where are they going mostly? Is it mostly to Chicago and Springfield, or is it to really everywhere around the state?
Well, it's a combination. It's a little bit of everywhere, to be honest with you. And it's exciting because that 83% of leisure visitors, that's a number that we were pretty surprised with, which is exciting because we know that our message is working and really taking some of our programs like Illinois Made, which is highlighting the craftsmen, the makers around our state, you know, bottling up their entrepreneurial passion and spirit and putting it under a program called Illinois Made and inspiring travel to the state through their eyes as a maker. And we know it's working because 72% of travelers today want to travel for a unique, authentic experience. And Will, I can tell you there's a maker in every corner of the state who has a really passionate story and a product to tell and sell. So it's pretty exciting to really understand the numbers that we announced on Monday. I think another number that really stands out with that leisure number and the total visitor not volume number is that our overnight stays from 2015 to 2016 increased by over 3.5%. So that means those day trippers that we've been targeting turn those day trips into overnight stays, and that just helps revitalize the economy at the local level through hotel motel tax receipts. It helps turn the cash register at the local attraction or the gift shop or the restaurant. And so it's really working together and pinpointing our message and getting those travelers to get beyond our gateway destinations and meet our makers and stay a little longer and spend more money in the state.
I recall when you announced that Illinois Made initiative last year, Corey, and how much of that helped the numbers this year? It seems like such a simple thing to do to kind of promote some of those, if you will, smaller businesses as maybe potential small tourist destinations, if you will.
Well, I tell you, I think one surprise I've had since we announced the program last summer, we have over 70 makers in the program around the state today. And it's when I've been meeting with those small business owners and understanding what they do and talking about their history and their passion, they really rely heavily on the tourism industry for success. And when you're out meeting with a craft beer maker, which we have over 160 craft beer makers in the state, over 60 craft distilleries, 110 wineries, and we have cheese makers and farm-to-fork chefs, candy makers, glass blowers, you name it, all these artisans that are dotted all throughout the state. They might be along Route 66, the Great River Road, Lincoln Highway, you name it. They're very passionate, but they don't have a lot of marketing dollars. And so Illinois Made has been very helpful to them because we're helping tell their story, but we're also really partnering with the small business owners to drive tourism into their businesses and beyond our gateway attractions around the state to really make sure that visitor stays a little bit longer. And the numbers are proving it. Overnight stays are up 3.5%. I can tell you, too, Will, our visitor expenditure numbers are strong. $36 billion, that's with a B, $36 billion was spent throughout Illinois in 2016, and $2.6 billion in local and state tax revenue was gained by those visitors and visitor expenditures, and that is up $105 million over 2015. So tourism is strong in Illinois. It continues to grow, and it's because we're situated right here in the Midwest, anchored by a world-class city of Chicago, but accessible communities all around the state for these iconic American road trips.
How are you able to keep doing that despite the continued, I guess maybe sort of negative news that continues to come out in terms of the state budget impasse and things like that? Does that come up at all when tourism people or even visitors talk to you about Illinois?
I think, not necessarily. It really doesn't. I think the numbers really speak for themselves. I mean, families still want to take vacations. Millennials still want to take those snap, last-minute decision weekend getaways. The Gen X market wants to take the road trip. A lot of business, a lot of people just working together. Well, I can't take credit for this. It's really a dedicated team of stakeholders around the state. It's our Galesburg Convention and Visitor Bureau and our 39 other CVBs around the state, really spreading the message of what's available, what there is to do. I think it's the variety of destinations and attractions within those destinations help us stand out in a pretty cluttered crowd out there in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. It's just working.
Speaking, and you brought up the Galesburg CVB, we talked with Bill Morris, their director, last week. They're about to undergo a strategic planning sort of initiative that may come up with some new marketing and some other ideas to promote tourism in Galesburg. From your experience, what's maybe one thing that a community like Galesburg can do right now, if you will, to up their tourism game, if you will?
Well, again, I go back to this maker spirit. And a lot of our CVBs are adopting our Illinois-made theme into their own locally made campaign. I go back to that statistic I said earlier. 72% of travelers today want to travel for something unique and authentic. And I know you have a pretty unique and authentic retail strip in downtown Galesburg. I know you have a microbrewery, a really unique theater. Those are things that attract individuals that have something that they can have an experience at that's unique to the region or unique to that particular craft, and they can take that back and tell their friends and their family. And that's where the travel segment is headed today. Food and craft spirits is still a hot travel topic, and so an outdoor adventure as well. But those all kind of go hand in hand, and Galesburg is poised. They have all the attractions and all the unique makers, and they're right on an Amtrak line as well. And so that obviously helps, too.
All right. Corey Jobe, Illinois Tourism Director, we thank you so much for your time, as always, and hopefully we'll see you in person, and you'll come to back to visit Galesburg sometime soon.
Absolutely. Well, have a great day, and get out and travel this summer in Illinois. Thank you.
Will do, Corey. Thanks a lot. Stay tuned. Sports is next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.